Welcome to a special episode of Podcast Ed, the podcast of RedefinedOnline.org, covering the stories behind the new definition of public education. I'm David Hudson Tuthill, and on this episode, we are joined by five graduating seniors from La Progressiva School in Miami, Florida. Graduating in the time of COVID-19 is tough, but you wouldn't know it listening to this roundtable. Enjoy this heartwarming conversation filled with hope and perseverance, hosted by La Progressiva Principal Melissa Rigo. Thank you for listening and enjoy the episode.
Welcome to this special episode of Podcast Ed, Zoom style. We're trying something new today. A lot of our coverage lately has been centered around how COVID-19 is disrupting public education with an eye towards what's changing, what's already was changing that's going to accelerate. And we've mostly been hearing from different leaders, different adults. And I'm sure a lot of you have watched the national commencement recently, which was a message to the students. But what we haven't heard a lot directly from the students themselves. So that's what we're doing today. We're here with five graduating seniors from La Progressiva School in Miami. La Progressiva has been a staple in Miami and the Cuban community since 1971, I think. And we're also joined with Melissa Rigo, the principal. She's going to lead the roundtable discussion. But let's do a quick introduction of everyone so the audience can put a voice to a name. So Sean, are you there?
Hello, my name is Sean Cuellar. I'm 19 years old and I've been a Progressiva for 5 years.
Awesome. Isabel?
Hello, my name is Isabel Perez. I'm 18 years old and I've been in Progressiva since I was like 4 years old.
Awesome. Elisa?
Hello, my name is Elisa. I've been in La Progressiva since fifth grade. I'm 17 right now and it's a pleasure to be here with all of you.
Awesome. And then Kat?
Well, my name is Catherine Cabrera and I've been in La Progressiva for 5 years now, since awesome. Seventh grade.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us and we're going to turn it over to Melissa. Go ahead.
We also have Ronald.
Hello, my name is Ronald Mendez and I've been at La Progressiva for like my whole life.
Wow.
Well, literally his whole life.
Certainly not last but not least, right? All right, well, Melissa, take it away with the roundtable discussion and thank you all for joining us.
Okay, well, good morning, everyone. First of all, how did you guys have, what did you envision senior year to be like? Sean?
I didn't envision senior year to be like this for us with coronavirus messing it up for all of us. Honestly, we didn't get to experience graduation. Well, not yet, anyway. We didn't get to experience prom. We didn't get to experience grad bash.
Isa?
It was supposed to be like this big year because every year I look forward to senior year. I was like, I can't wait for my prom. At the end of the day, I know everything's for a reason and we're healthy. So that's just great.
Elisa?
Yeah, honestly, for this year, I was hoping that our class would get even closer than before. But sadly, halfway through it, we had this huge problem all around the world going on. But even though that's happened, we've still been able to communicate with each other. Even though we don't have prom, we don't have the things that we were hoping to have, we were still able to talk to each other and stay connected.
Are there things about your life today that you couldn't have imagined 4 years ago? Ronald, I'm going to throw this one to you.
I mean, like, this huge pandemic and being quarantined and stuff is something I wouldn't have, like, expected. Or I don't think anyone would have expected it. Yeah. But, yeah, no, everything's been, like, as long as we were together, it was like, you know, we did take advantage of the time.
And what's going on in your life these days that you wouldn't have expected 4 years ago, aside from the pandemic?
I mean, like, joining the military and, yeah, just joining the military and not having, like, my last few, like, months with my school friends.
And when do you ship out?
In 5 weeks, June 29th.
He's leaving us. Isa, is there something that basically that you couldn't have imagined 4 years ago?
Maybe I would have not imagined myself in this situation right now, the pandemic. I would have not imagined having my classes on Zoom. You know, I would have not imagined, like again before, like not having my graduation as well.
Kat, I know that 4 years ago, you would never have imagined yourself not in Miami. You know, so Kat is right now, well, you can tell us, Kat, what you're doing.
So I'm in New Jersey because my aunt and her husband are nurses. And so they became travel nurses to come help out and they got assigned here to New Jersey. And so I'm just babysitting their son and helping him with homework. But this is tough.
of all of, I mean, you've all had the opportunity of attending La Progresiva. Some of you guys have been here now since you were in elementary school, you know. So then, how do you feel about the scholarship? You guys have all been here at La Progresiva now for a while, you know. How do you feel about the scholarship and basically the opportunity that you've had of coming over here to a private school instead of being in your public school? And I'm going to go ahead and get started with Ronald, because Ronald knows no difference, just like Isa. They both have pretty much been born here. They've lived their whole life at La Progresiva. So we'll get started with you guys. Ron?
I mean, like, it's awesome, you know, to have that privilege of having this scholarship and being able to attend this particular school, La Progresiva. It's not like it's not the biggest school. It's a small school, but what's awesome about it is that, like, we all know each other, and it's like home, you know, like you go there and you know everyone, and there's really like everyone kind of just gets along, and like we just know how we all are. And yeah, like I'm pretty sure, like, if I would have gone to any other school or a public school, it would have been completely different. I would have been different, you know, especially like with the people that surround me and stuff, because that has to do a lot. So it's just something that I've grown up with, and, you know, I'm very thankful for it.
Isa, how do you feel about having the opportunity of having the scholarship? Because you've had other family members that have come to the school, correct?
Yes, my uncles, all of them went to La Progresiva, except my dad. He went to public school. But I find this as a blessing, because my dad would always tell me, like, thank God you did not have to experience what I went through in public school. And I'm glad that I was put in the school. All the teachers are family. Everyone's family. Like, I feel like not like an outsider. Everyone's here for each other, and I wouldn't have had it any other way.
Ellie, now you've been at this school since elementary, because you got here in fifth grade, but pretty much a year before you came to our school was the first year that you were in this country, because you immigrated from Cuba, you know. So when you first got to La Progresiva, I mean, I remember you as a fifth grader, that, I mean, the English was almost non-existent, you know. So how do you feel that this scholarship has actually helped you?
Honestly, if it wasn't for the scholarship, I don't think I would be able to communicate with anybody in English. Thanks to La Progresiva, I was able to learn English in around 3 years. Although I struggled to write and read, but I was able to have a conversation. Not just that, but I was really shy before. And having the opportunity to come to the school, a school that's so close together, helped me come out of my shell and be able to talk to new people and express myself better.
Kat, so then you've been here now since seventh grade. First of all, how do you feel that the scholarship has helped you?
I found my lifelong friends. I found my identity. I found comfort. I found structure. Miss Rego and I were talking about this the other day. And so, yeah, I'm grateful for being able to be the person that I am today because of OPS.
And then we have Sean. Sean, if first of all, how do you feel about the scholarship, and how do you think your life would have been different without it? And if you can tell us a little bit, I'm sorry, if you can tell us a little bit about what happens when you first got here, because not every story is a good story at the beginning.
You're right. Well, personally, this scholarship taught me to not take anything for granted. Now, referring to Rego's question about the first year, I failed. Not great. Not doing anything, being lazy, just getting home, not doing homework at all. And then upon that, receiving a second chance to do summer school, I failed that too. But then a couple weeks later, I got called into the office with my mother, right? They were just talking about me, giving me a second chance. And then they finally got it, gave it to me. And then I've just persevered through everything. Persevered through 9th grade, 10th, 11th, 12th. And so it just feels good to actually do it, to actually have people be proud of me.
What do you guys, because graduation is supposed to be happening June 2nd. And I know, Kat, that you're going to be in Jersey. And Ron, you ship out on the 29th of June, more or less. But what are you guys most looking forward to after graduation? Like, what is it that you guys want to do? you know, like before the scholarship and after the scholarship, before LPS and after LPS, like where is it that you plan on your life actually going these days after graduation, after this crazy pandemic?
I want to study. I want to continue my studies because honestly, that's my dream. Since I was little, I always wanted to become a veterinarian and work with animals. So I want to be able to pursue that dream.
Ron?
After graduation, to graduate, basic training. And then after that, what I'm looking forward to the most is to keep studying, go to college, get a degree. What comes after that, have a family. And yeah, just really focus on my career and family.
Sean?
Well, what I want to be is sports commentator. I want to study mass communications and journalism. Watching the games, watching the fights, I actually sometimes mute the TV and like commentating over that. And I like doing that for some odd reason. I don't know why. I just find it appealing to me.
Okay. Issa?
Adding on to what Elisa has said, I want to still, like, you know, go to my career and study more to become a pharmacology doctor. Yeah, I want to keep going and pursuing my studies, my dreams, and I just want to pour myself into my education and become someone better.
And Kat?
Firstly, I want everything to go back to normal.
Same.
I just want to, like, I know that it's going to be very difficult to do college on the computer and, online, you know, I'm trying not to freak out about it, but I'm the person that freaks out when nothing is in, like, my...
Yeah, when I envision that perfect world.
Yes, right. And I envisioned going to college, like, no matter where, if it was FIU, if it was MDC, I wanted to go in person, to be on the campus, to know what it feels like on my first day of college, and I won't get to do that. I envision myself just continuing to study like I have been doing and become a nurse and then pursue further into that career and do as much as I can because life is too short.
How many of you guys are going to be first generation college students? You know, that you're the first ones in your family going to college.
Me.
Okay, Captain. So Kat, Issa, Ron, Sean. All right, did everybody else in your family already go to college first, or are you the first?
Yes. For me, yeah. It's just my mother. Yeah, my father didn't.
Okay, and Issa?
Same like Sean. My mom did, but, like, she didn't, like, go. She kind of, like, stopped midway, and she didn't really finish.
So finish, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, first one, my dad hasn't. I'm excited. Going to break this curse in our family.
Absolutely. Ellie, did other people in your family go to college?
Yeah, I actually have a lot of family members that decided of going to medical school and others that decided to just be hairstylist. So I have a few people that I want to impress when I go to college, not just my family, but also the school, because I want to show them how much they have done for me.
And Ron?
Same. My parents did go to college, but they didn't, like, finish it, so I would be the first person to actually, like, finish.
Awesome.
Going, and yeah, so it's gonna be pretty cool.
Before we finish, I wanted to ask you one final question. If you had to describe La Progresiva in one word, what word would that be? Ellie?
Family. Everybody's so close to each other. If it's classmates, teacher, administration, or even the people that just work there cleaning, you feel like this closeness that you only will feel with family. So it's really amazing.
Okay, Issa?
Definitely a home, somewhere I know. Even after I graduate, I have to go there and talk to Miss Rego or Miss Lacayo. Definitely.
Sean?
Different. I honestly think I wouldn't have liked it here, but I grew to it. Like, I love this school. Be grateful to be in this school.